Good morning, everyone. Welcome again together in a very different and unique way for us. And we trust that together we will hear from the Lord, experience His presence, and grow in our love for one another. And let us just pray before we continue. Father God, thank you for this day, this opportunity that we can be alive, that we can be together. And Lord, we pray that at this time, that through your Spirit, you will speak to us. God, we want to humble ourselves before you, Lord, and acknowledge that we don't have the power to change our circumstances, but we come to you knowing that you do. And Lord, so we come and we ask for your mercy, we ask for your grace. Lord, we ask that you protect us, our community, and our nation. And Lord, we pray that as we spend time together now, that you will speak to us through your word, that you will come and establish your truth in our hearts and our minds. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of my sermon this morning is Abiding in Him. And during this time of uncertainty, it is so interesting that I sense that the Lord is saying to us that we need to abide in Him. It sounds so obvious, but when we think about that for a moment, if we would just think about that for a moment, it is quite profound. God says in this time of uncertainty and fear that we should abide in Him. Now, let us consider this this morning together. Let us consider and meditate upon this. What does this mean when God says to us, I believe in this time, we need to abide in Him? You know, God is the maker of heaven and earth, all-knowing, all-powerful, and nothing is impossible for Him. It is so powerful to see that God invites us to come to Him. In times of trouble, He says, run to me and find your shelter in me. What an amazing invitation. The most powerful being in the universe, the creator and the sustainer of all life, says, when you are in trouble, run to me. We read in Proverbs 18 verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. It reminds me of that old hymn that says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into Him and they are saved. You remember that song? It's a powerful song that reminds us of God's faithfulness. That He is our tower, our strength, that we can run into Him. In Psalm 91 verse 1 to 4 we read, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. What a powerful verse that describes this image of running to God in our time of need. In the time of danger and fear, God invites us to come to Him. A vivid picture, a very powerful picture of a hen and its chicks. And where the hen is inviting and calling his chicks to come to them, to come to her in times of need, in times of danger. I don't know if you've ever seen this before in nature, how a hen gathers her chicks in times of danger. I actually have a little DVD clip that I want us just to look at in case we've never grown up on a farm or have never seen this in nature. It's such a vivid image that God is using to encourage us to come to Him in the time of danger. And I want us just to look to this for a moment. You see, there's the hen with the little chicks, and in a moment, the danger appears. Now, what is interesting is look at the chicks and look at the hen. The chicks also now sense the danger, and now look at them. All of them, one by one, is coming under the wings of the hen. And there you go, even the last one finds a space under the safety of the mother hen. And so she can protect the chicks from danger. And so too, God invites us to come to Him in time of danger. You know what is so interesting though? the little chicks, they had to run to the mother hen. And they had to get themselves under the wings of her so that they too can find that place of safety under her feathers. It's amazing to watch this in nature, how this works. The danger comes and the hen stands aground, opens her wings, and the little ones run to her, find their safety in her wings. That is why Psalm 91 starts with, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." You see, in times of danger, we need to take the responsibility to run to God. We need to come to that secret place. We need to abide under His shadow. It is the place that we run to, and it is there that we find safety. So how do we do this? First, it's important to know that we need to run to God and not away from Him or to someone else. We need to run to God. When there is uncertainty and fear, there are always lots of voices and different opinions that goes around. Some of it is true, some of it is false, and then there's, of course, fake news that goes around. And I just want to remind you that a forwarded WhatsApp message is not an accurate source of truth. A more accurate source of truth would be News 24, where you can be sure that the facts are more accurate than that what is spreading around on WhatsApp or even Facebook. But even the best news agencies can only accurately record what is. They can only record what the facts currently are. They cannot accurately predict the future. And their predictions of the future is unsure, inaccurate, only a possibility. It is the opinion of men. So even though we find an accurate source of facts, it can only state what is. It cannot predict what is to come. That is our challenge in the life that we live. And therefore, most people, after watching the news, it's so interesting, most people after watching the news are not full of hope, but the opposite. They are often find their hearts and their minds in despair when looking at the facts and then having to predict where that would lead them. And yes, the more accurate the facts are of the present, the better predictions we can make of the future. But they remain predictions. Because we can only look at the present. We can only look at the present and from the present to the future. But God is different. The amazing thing about God is God looks from the future to the present. And so when He speaks to us, He doesn't speak a prediction or a possibility. He speaks the truth. Because He is the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He stands outside of time and He sees all the days of my life. And when He speaks into my life, I know from where He is speaking. It's not from my past or my present, but He is speaking from my future. So you know what? I tune into Him before I tune into the news. I first go to God and hear His voice before I tune into the news to hear what man is saying about what is currently happening. And so I find my peace in what God says and not what the news may declare. And guess what God was saying to me this morning as I was spending time with Him. I want to share this with you in Isaiah 41 verse 10. God says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Now that gives me hope. That gives me peace. Because I have faith and trust in the source of truth, the one who sees the beginning from the end and speaks from eternity into my present. And I find great joy in hearing His voice. If you read that in the Amplified Bible, it becomes so powerful. It says, "Fear not. There is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror or be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness.
Drop por e-mail se o clean aqui.
My sermon is "Do not be afraid."
In the life that we live, and therefore, most people, after watching the news, it's so interesting. Most people, after watching the news, are not full of hope, but the opposite. They are often find their hearts and their minds in despair when looking at the facts. And then having to predict where that would lead them. And yes, the more accurate the facts are of the present, the better predictions we can make of the future. But they remain predictions. Because we can only look at the present. We can only look at the present and from the present to the future. But God is different. The amazing thing about God is God looks from the future to the present. And so when He speaks to us, He doesn't speak a prediction or a possibility. He speaks the truth. Because He is the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He stands outside of time and He sees all the days of my life. And when He speaks into my life, I know from where He is speaking. It's not from my past or my present, but He is speaking from my future. So you know what? I tune into Him before I tune into the news. I first go to God and hear His voice before I tune into the news to hear what man is saying about what is currently happening. And so I find my peace in what God says and not what the news may declare. And guess what God was saying to me today? This morning as I was spending time with Him, I want to share this with you. In Isaiah 41 verse 10, God says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Now that gives me hope. That gives me peace. Because I have faith and trust in the source of truth, the one who sees the beginning from the end and speaks from eternity into my present. And I find great joy in hearing His voice. If you read that in the Amplified Bible, it becomes so powerful. It says, "Fear not. There is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror or be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness." To get to this place, we first need to go to the secret place. The secret place with God. And what gives us peace?
Welcome everybody. In light of our government's welcome everybody to our first online service in light of our government's response to the COVID-19 virus and its endeavor to control it. We are no longer allowed to have large public meetings, and we've decided in support of our government we will adhere to these requirements, and therefore until further notice we're only going to have online services.
Drop for the main so klein bietjie.
Ja. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hoe hard is hy raak nou? Klik al bietjie beter.
When I run to first, like that little chick when the dog came, I run straight to my Father because He has invited me and He has all the power and all the grace and all the mercy. And
welcome everyone. Welcome to our first online service. In light of our government's announcement to spread the spread of the COVID-19 virus, in light of the government's announcement because of the spread.
Yes.
Welcome everyone. Welcome to our first online service. In light of our government's announcement to try and combat the spread of the COVID. Welcome everyone to our first online service. As we all know, our government announced.
And so too, the safest place for us as little chickens is to be under the wings of our Father. Two things I have learned in my life. One, stay very close to the shadow of God. In other words,
we no longer hold public meetings on a Sunday, but we will continue our services through an online service. And we want to welcome you to our first online service. So you are most welcome. The title of my sermon this morning is no more was about for
keep with him all the time, for when danger come, I am close enough to jump under his wings. If you're a little chick like me, the last place you want to be is too far away from the mother hen when the dog appears. You want to be close to the hen so that you can jump in under her wings. And I've learned this in my life. I start my day in his presence. I follow his word. I follow his example. And I'm obedient to him. I keep as close as I possibly can to his ways, his words, and his thoughts. That keeps me close to God, so that I'm ready to run when the danger comes. The second thing that I've learned is to trust God. This sounds so simple, but yet it is the most profound thing in my life. My faith, yes, but my trust in God. You see, when the dog is coming, the thing that I do is I run straight to my Father under his wings, and then I trust him. It's interesting, in nature, when that threat came, when the dog came to the hen did not run away. She stayed put. And when the little chicks ran under her wing, they had to trust the hen that she come to you, find safety with you. We thank you for this privilege. We thank you that...